Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We have been for weeks now looking to answer this question that this leprous man, in his so-called terminal condition, he looked at Jesus, he said, you can do this. You could heal me if you would. And now, how many centuries later, millions of Christians are praying just like this leper, and apparently did not read the next verse. Huh? Did you read the next verse? Because Jesus answered the man's question, didn't he? And if he answered his question and had it recorded in the Bible for all generations, it's an answer to your question.
Yes, it is.
He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is no respecter of persons. If he said it then, he's saying it now. If he said it to him, he's saying it to you. Millions, millions of good people. They love God, thoroughly saved, love God. But saying, Lord, heal them, heal me, if it be thy will. Is it true or not? Millions of Christians pray. Why? Because they do not believe they can know, or I can know, or any of us can know whether or not it's God's will for them to be healed. So how are we going to find out the will of God? They'll tell you, even if they don't say it in these words, well, ever how it turns out, that's the will of God. Well, that's the same basic thing that Muslim terrorists believe. That everything that happens is the will of Allah. Everything. And if it wasn't his will, he wouldn't let me blow this place up. But if I'm able to blow it up, it obviously was God's will. Millions believe this. And sadly, millions of Christians believe the very same thing. Different words, but it's the same principle. You do not ascertain the will of God by what you have or have not experienced.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
You do not find the will of God by what anybody else has or has not experienced.
Amen.
The Word of God reveals the will of God. It is the only safe place to find the will of God. And this leper, he's on the right track, because instead of asking theologians or relatives or friends or acquaintances what they think about the will of God, he went straight to the Word. Didn't he? Isn't he talking to the Word? The Word made flesh. And he came and asked the Word. He said, great Word, I know you can heal me if you will. And the Word that cannot change, the Word that lasts forever, said,
I will.
People can write all the books they want to, and they can tell all the testimonies about how God put it on them and taught them something through it that they want to, but this towers above all the reason and experience of men and women from every generation. This is the answer to the question. Jesus reached out, touched this man in this terminal condition, hopeless condition. He said, don't you know he was glad to hear these words? He said, Jesus, I know you can. You could make me perfectly whole of this mess if you would. If it was your will, Jesus reaches out his hand, puts it on this stinking, quivering, diseased flesh. He said, I will be clean. And immediately, that stinking devilish junk left him, and he was clean, and he lived, finished out his life. You do not serve a different Jesus from this one. This is your Jesus. This is the Jesus you gave your heart and life to. This is the Jesus you confess as Lord. And he never told anybody, I won't. And he never will.
That's right. He won't.
Men have concocted these doctrines that sometimes God says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says wait a while. And you just never know. And why have they concocted these doctrines? Based on other people's and their own experiences. What they have experienced and what they have not experienced. And they're elevating their experiences above the Word of God.
Right. Right.
Friend, you got to make up your mind. You know, anybody that's ever made advances in God and received of God's will has had to do this. I know. Phyllis and I struggled financially year after year after year. We're married, even in Bible school, even after Bible school, just struggled financially. And finally, I got fed up with being broke. I kept pouring this word in me, and it kept telling me that God wanted me rich. The more I studied it, the more I saw it. I did not see it in my life. I saw the opposite. And we're saved and we love God and are in the ministry serving the Lord and broke. Are you with me? Now I got a choice. I can either explain it away that I'm suffering for Jesus because my work in the Lord is so important. Half the devils in hell are working overtime to keep me broke. And I'm just giving it all up for Jesus. And in any way you cut it, some way or another, it's God's will. The way it is. Y'all are too quiet. I can accept somebody else's explanation. Well, that money's just a distraction to serving God. Let me tell you what's a distraction. Creditors calling and ain't got no money. Got meetings to do and ain't got no money to get out of town, or that's a distraction. Well, brother, it's just not always God's will for everybody to have money. I mean, you don't know really what you need. Well, I reckon if you got bills due, you ought to have enough sense to know they need to be paid. People just get stupid in church. Don't they? Nowhere else would be that dumb. They're just to believe all this stuff. But I remember coming in one day, falling across the bed in our little house. I said, Lord, this is not your will.
That's right.
I know it's what we've been experiencing for years, but this is not your will.
Right.
I see it in your word. It's not your fault. Have mercy on me. I mean, I've been to Bible school. I'm in the ministry. I can quote a few verses to you. What does that mean? I said, Lord, what I don't know, show me. What I'm missing, have mercy on me. If you've already shown me and I haven't been doing it, forgive me. Show me again, please. Help me. But I'm setting my face. If you bought and paid for my prosperity, I'm going to have it. If you became poor so I could be rich, I'm going to have it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to preach it. I'm going to say it. I don't care how long before I see it. I'm going to say it and believe it and pursue it. Oh, come on now, friend. What did I determine? I determined this is the will of God, not what I've been experiencing. Not what somebody else is trying to explain away. This tells me the will of God.
Yes.
And instead of watering down this book to match what I haven't experienced.
Come on.
Or match somebody's so-called unanswered prayer or so-called faith failure. This didn't work or that didn't work. Instead of listening to all that, I'm going to say, God, I don't know all that, but I know this. This is true.
That's right.
Raise me up to match this.
Yes.
Bring my life and experience up to match what I read in here.
Yes.
This is the will of God for me. And you got to be willing to say it year after year, and it still not look like it. Are you with me or not? Well, I tried that. Now, I didn't see any difference, so I tried it steady for 3 weeks, and I couldn't tell a difference. Nah, it tried you, and you failed. You quit. You got to make up your mind you believe it, not based on what you see or you don't see. The will of God is revealed by the Word of God. Do you understand this or not?
Yes.
It's not based on me. Not based on your pastor or your preacher. No matter what I do or I don't do, this is still the will of God.
Amen.
So what you plan on doing? Nothing ignorant. I'm just saying. Based, your brothers, your sisters, ministers, friends. A lady come to me crying one time. She said, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Ain't so-and-so, she called her name, was such a wonderful woman. And she didn't get healed. Talking about her aunt. And she said, why didn't she get healed? I said, I don't know. Well, she said, well, it must not have been the will of God. I said, oh, no. No, no, we can't change the Bible. And see, that's what preachers have tried to do. In their mind, to assuage people's grief and try to give them an answer, but not you nor me nor any man has a right to change this book.
That's right.
Well, it must not have been the will of God. If it was the will of God, it would have turned out different. Millions are dying and going to hell. You going to tell me that's the will of God? Well, if it was the will of God for them to be saved, then they wouldn't have been lost, right? No. Said out loud, I don't find the will of God
by
my experiences
or
lack of experience or
what has happened to anybody
else or didn't happen to them.
I find the will of God
in the Word of God, and
it never changes.
I'll always believe it
no matter what I
see
or don't see.
Now, when you get set like this, things don't move you.
And
you know what you're believing, and you will get results.
Amen.
I said you will get results.
Because
His Word cannot fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Laying On of Hands, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002N. That's R2002N, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.